sometimes we call this the Yuengling guest hotline. Sometimes we call it the Yuengling legends line. Neither of those seems sufficient for our next guest. I think I want to call it the Yuengling icon goat line. But whatever the case may be, it is presented by Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America and now officially in Wisconsin. Six generations family owned and operated. DG Yuengling and Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly. Hey, speaking of somebody from PA, it is the great Barry Alvarez on Wildy and Tausch. Barry, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, you know, I got to be honest. I enjoy when you grace us with your presence instead of hanging out with Jesse on the Jesse Nelson Show featuring Barry Alvarez at Ruth's Chris. But I always enjoy it because we usually have fun with it, right? I mean, we make jokes about Tausch as a player and my earring when I was covering you as a student. And this is a little more of a serious conversation, and I'm not super excited about that, but I'm glad you're here. And let's just start with the obvious. Your thoughts on the news that broke a few days ago that Chris McIntosh had decided to leave his post as the athletic director at the University of Wisconsin and go take a job with the Big Ten, a newly created position there. When did you find out? Were you something that you discussed with him before he did it? And how were you feeling when the news broke?
No, I found out probably when the rest of the public found out. Mac called me later that day, you know, after it had been announced. But I was surprised. Like everyone else, why wouldn't you be surprised? I mean, who would anticipate that move? And my thoughts, we just move forward. That's all. You'll have it's a great job. It's a wonderful job. It's a job that a number of highly qualified people would want, and I'm sure the candidate list will be plentiful. And you know, go out there and find the best guy.
So, Coach, if Mac had called you a couple days earlier and asked your advice on that, what would you have said? To stay or to go?
Well, why would you want to leave?
Why do you think you wanted to leave?
I don't know. That's a good question. Only he can answer that. Are you not happy? Are you concerned? What does the league bring? What advantage is it that working for the Big Ten brings? Those are all questions that you have to answer. Do you want to, you know, uproot your family, move to Chicago? I don't know. I mean, those are only things he can answer. But that's his business.
Barry, I'm, again, you know me, we've known each other a long time. I was a freshman for your first year at Wisconsin. I've annoyed you for years. You sound disappointed and you sound like you didn't see this coming, and this is someone that you groomed to be your successor. And from the outside looking in, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, that's not my job, but it felt to me like things had not gone as planned and he left. And so I guess for you, who, you know, this was, and tell me if I'm framing this incorrectly, this was your guy. And to see it end the way it did and to see where the athletic department is compared to where it was, how difficult is that for you?
First of all, I'm not disappointed that he left. That's his choice. If he doesn't want to be the athletic director, that's great. We'll move on. We'll have a number of great candidates. I think it's a tremendous job. I don't know where you're saying that the athletic department's not in good shape, but, we just move forward. I mean, you know, using one of my old slogans, you don't flinch. It's no big deal. Let's go.
That is definitely, that's very fair. Speaking of slogans, and I think when I say the athletic department, because I know that the engine that makes it all go is the football program. And that is definitely not where anyone wants it. And, you know, again, and I'm not trying to be a smartass here, but close the gap is not exactly Joe Panos's why not Wisconsin when you guys won the Rose Bowl my senior year. How much of this is that the football program is not where it needs to be, and how important is it now that it feels like, anyway, they've gotten a better handle on what they need to be and how they need to go about NIL? How much is cured, and how much better of a job does this become as athletic director if you can get the football program going in a very much more right direction?
Well, football runs the athletic department. You know, that's your revenue source. And, you know, you can't hide from that. If you start, you know, if you continue to have losing seasons, the stands thin out, revenue is down. You know, the other sports, their budgets aren't quite what they want them to be, and the whole thing slides. So you've got to have football right. Mm-hmm. And I have confidence in Luke, but you got to get it done. You know, and you can't start losing season ticket sales and those dropping and attendance dropping. That hurts.
I was working on my draft series previews, and I was writing about Riley Nowakowski, and I found myself thinking, because, you know, the air raid comes in, and do you think now that football is looking more like Wisconsin football, and will that help to get everything back in the right direction?
Well, we had a formula that won. But just saying we're going to run the ball more. Tosh, how many, what percentage of time of practice did we work on running the football?
We had a 9-on-7 at least twice a week. I would say 70% probably.
Yeah. And more than, you know, you think about, we never went through a spring practice, fall camp, without doing inside drill every day. And during the week, at least 2 days a week, that's good against good. Most people don't do that. But you learn how to block, you learn how to keep a base. You're blocking good people. You're learning how to move, you know, stay balanced as you're moving, and backs read things better, see things more often, and make it easier. But you got to sell. That's not just showing up on game day and saying we're going to run it more. That has to be incorporated into your everyday work habits.
Yeah, it's forming an identity, and I do think, you know, when you look back at this whole, you know, Max era, the 5 years that he was there, you know, the hiring Luke Fickell and all of the stuff that Jason just mentioned. What would you say right now is the identity of the Wisconsin football program, from your perspective?
I don't know that we have one. You know, last year, I think they made the statement they wanted to go back and run the ball. But as I said, just saying you're going to run the ball doesn't change the identity of the football team. You have to show that on Saturdays, and you have to be able to do it effectively and be successful doing it. So I don't know. You tell me if I'm wrong. I don't see an identity.
I think when you were just talking about, you have to put the proof down, you have to put the work in, and I think trying to figure all of that out that was always the question when you end up trying to do some different things and adjusting and trying to figure that out, that obviously is going to be important coming up to this year. Now, you said don't flinch, we're going to move forward, agree. How do you move forward, and you've lived this, when you don't have a chancellor, you don't have, everything is interim. If you're now looking to be the athletic director, how would you approach this as the University of Wisconsin? Because I don't know when they're going to be able to hire a chancellor. That process takes a long time.
Yeah.
Search committees. How would you, if they come to you and say, Barry, what the heck? How should we approach this? Should we hire a chancellor first, the board of regents, president, the aide? How would you approach it?
Listen, the chancellor has nothing to do with the football program other than supporting. So you hope that you have a little say, or you hope that the new chancellor is going to be supportive of football and athletics. But that none of that has anything to do with what you're doing in football. You're running that operation, and you're going about your business. You're not worrying about anything else. Just take care of your business. You know, right now you're probably getting ready for spring practice. You've gone through hopefully a good out-of-season conditioning and getting guys focused, getting to know your team, getting to know the players with one-on-one meetings and that type thing. I never worried about what was going on in the outside world. It was just about what we were doing in our world and worrying about the football players, the staff, and what we had to get done next and how we were going to get better.
Yeah, I just was wondering, because things have gotten more professional, obviously players are getting paid and everything else, would this look more like hiring a GM, letting the coach hire, or is this just – this is the GM and the coach? I guess that's the question I have, because you do want to have a good relationship. I know you mentioned, was it Wiley? Or no, it was Donna, that you were like having breakfast and you guys really got close. Wasn't there something?
I lived in Donna's house.
Yeah,
the
that's
first
what
month
I thought. Yeah. And that helped as you were getting started. So that relationship, while football is going to be it,
no,
how important is that? And is it, if you're paralleling it to the NFL, is it like a GM hiring a coach, or is that not in play at all?
No, I don't think so. It depends on how involved the chancellor wants to be. And in most cases, they've got their hands full with everything else. They don't want to mess with athletics. They want the coaches to take care of their business, the athletic director to oversee all that. You do that, you run that portion of it, and they're fine. And that's the way you want it to be. And so, but that's what Donna was just supportive, you know. And John Wiley was great because he said, I don't know anything. You know, I don't like athletics. Really, and I don't know anything about it. But I know it's important, you know. I said, fair enough.
It's like the guy in We Are Marshall when he was trying to get the football program going again. Talking with Barry Alvarez on Wilde and Tausch on the Yuengling Guest Legends Icon Hotline. But you did have three people that were really, really good at their jobs. You, Pat Richter, and Donna Shalala, who took over a challenging situation, and you guys fixed it. And you obviously had great people as support staff and assistant coaches and everything else, and so that is part of the process. I am wondering, though, Barry, I'm not trying to make excuses for Mac. That's not my job either. But I do find it fascinating that literally his first day, official day on the job, was also the first day of the NIL era. And when you look at the 5 years and the football program and everything else, and we've had you on to talk about the Wild West and the lack of structure and the NCAA not doing its part and all those things. But how much of where we are today is simply defined by the struggles to figure it out and handle the transfer portal and the NIL era effectively?
I can't answer that. All I know is this. You have the same rules as everyone else, and it's your job to figure it out, just like it is for every other team in the Big Ten and every other team in the country. You got to figure it out, and you got to figure out what works for you, how you're going to go about raising money to take care of your players and do all those things. And so there are no excuses in athletics. You either get it done or you don't, you know. And so that's the way I look at it. Whoever's in that job, you took the job. Now you figure it out, because there are no excuses.
I remember a time when a certain head football coach departed and someone needed to step in to fill the void on the sideline.
Uh-oh.
I know you have a light. You live in the lap of luxury. You get to work with Jesse Nelson once a week. Do you have any interest in helping out in the interim in some form or fashion? Tausch has volunteered. He says he's not throwing his hat in the ring for the AD job specifically, but he wants to help. I think we put two legends together, and you guys can really kind of help us get through this period. Are you interested in that type of a partnership?
I would help any way I could help. As I'm sure Mark said the same thing. Whatever we can do. You know, we want to be successful at Wisconsin, and whatever part I could play, I'd be glad to do it.
Tausch is obviously, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's true, a savvy businessman in his post-football life. Do you see this job differently as athletic director now versus when you were the football coach and Pat Richter had the job, who came from a business background? And when you were the athletic director yourself, is it a different job than it was when Pat held it and when you held it, do you think?
I don't think so. You've got the same responsibilities. Your first responsibilities are the 23 teams that you have and 700 student athletes. Then now you're asked to get out and being more involved in raising money. You've got to get out and raise money, but that's part of the job now, and you've got to know that. And if you don't want to do that, then you probably shouldn't be in the job.
I think you're right, obviously, because the university is very near and dear to me as well. What a great job this is, and you should have a bunch of great candidates. If people call you and ask you why it's a great job, what do you tell them?
Well, first of all, you start with the university. Tremendous university. Great city to raise your family. Your fan support is there. That's a pretty good start. And you have a reserve in your athletic department, which nobody has.
Right.
That's a pretty good start. That's a pretty good start.
Well, and since you don't call search firms call you. Do you expect to get a call from prospective candidates?
One of the search firms will call me. Ask what they should do.
Do you get a consultant fee for that, Coach? Or how does that work?
That was a pretty good line, wasn't it?
It was a great line.
Is that your favorite of all your lines that you had?
Well, I don't know. That's right.
It's got to be up at the top.
No, it's got. All right. If we're power ranking lines, first of all, don't flinch is there.
Yeah.
And look, you better get your season tickets now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the line. Everything comes after that.
I don't know. That search committee one, the timing of it and where we were at, that felt pretty powerful too.
Barry, excuse my lack of knowledge on this, but I believe Jamie Pollard left the athletic department while I was still a little bit more involved with covering UW, and obviously he spent a long time there. He's a state native. He's obviously had success at Iowa State. You don't have to talk about him specifically if you don't want to, but do you think that they need someone who has shown that they can get the job done in this climate to be among the top candidates for this job? Someone who's done it in the NIL transfer portal era.
Well, if you don't find someone like that, you better have someone with a very good plan. As you're talking to your candidates, tell me your plan. What do you see as roadblocks? How do you address, you know, you have your problems that you're going to have to address. How are you going to address these problems? And I don't think you necessarily have to be a former athletic director. Pat proved that. I wasn't an athletic director when I took over.
Mm-hmm.
Seen a lot of guys come out of the private sector. And and become very, very successful in those roles. So,
all right, Coach.
I think a guy like Tosh's name should be in the mix.
Oh God,
I need this job. This show sucks without him. I can't have you doing that.
That is true. That is true.
He
Coach.
Can work.
I can do both.
That on the. Yeah. He can do both.
No yeah, we can problem. Try to fundraise. Yeah.
That went so well for Doug Gottlieb.
That is true. Gottlieb is well. He almost made the tournament last year, right? Didn't they?
Yeah,
didn't they win a couple
quit
of games?
The radio yeah, show.
That's true. He had to quit. Coach, so Jesse Nelson, you did a year with Jesse and Derek and Tark. Can you give us a quick scouting report? Because Jesse, of course, you know he's going to have to ask a question before we close up shop here because you know how Jesse operates. How did the first year with Jesse on the Barry Alvarez show go for you?
Oh, he was wonderful.
Oh,
he was wonderful.
Oh, boy. Coach has gotten really nice as he's retired.
He would have never said that to me.
No way.
You were easy to beat up.
I still am. All right. Well, I'm sorry. I hate to interupt the Jesse
Nelson
praise.
Jesse's got a question for him, Jason. So,
yes.
Coach, Jesse is going to take over to preview next year's show, and also I don't know what he's going to ask you.
Oh, Jesse, I knew Jesse had a question. He was waiting for Barry to heap more praise on him. He was giving him more time to keep talking.
I thought he was
going
to keep going.
He gave as much. He gave more praise than I ever thought he was going to give you, so I don't know what you were waiting for.
Well, looking forward to get back at it here this fall, Coach. I did ask you a lot last fall with Tarek and Derek about your relationship with Mac and how things had evolved over the years. I think a lot of fans want to know now, like, what's your relationship like with Mac? And the resounding message we've seen on social media is that there's just general disappointment in how these 5 years have gone. Are you disappointed in how these 5 years have gone since you stepped down and Chris McIntosh took over as the director of athletics?
Yeah, I'm not ready to make a statement. I haven't taken a look at the overall picture. What do you judge that on? The success of your teams, finances. I don't know how you judge that. You know, it looks like our athletic department's in good shape. You have solid teams, good coaches. So to make a statement like that, I don't know. You tell me what you judge it on and then go from there.
Would you like to take back the word wonderful given the last question that you received?
No.
Okay.
No, that's your. I have no problem.
All right. So Barry, catch us up on outside of this. Did you go to the what's on your schedule right now? Jesse's not on your schedule. Are you? What are you doing?
He played
besides
some golf. He had a little golf.
Got a master shirt.
He's got
on
a master shirt down. Yeah. He's down
did you
there.
Go?
He's got...
I didn't go this year. No. I play golf. I play Tuesdays and Thursdays, and every once in a while, playing a couples deal. I normally don't play on weekends unless it's I play with Cindy in a couples deal.
Cindy, is Cindy carrying your own? Because I know when I got paired with Cindy, she demands a lot from her golf partners. She does not she doesn't want poor golf. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, she doesn't demand a lot of her own golf. But she demands a lot.
She's got high expectation for others, Coach.
That's right. No, you know what? I walk the beach every. If I don't play golf, I get out and exercise, and I do a lot of reading. But I keep busy.
Mostly the Packers coverage on channel3000.com. All right, Barry, we appreciate your time, and we appreciate your insights. And next time we talk, hopefully we have a little – we still managed to have fun, which is good, amid the more difficult questions. But we always appreciate you making time for us. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
That is legendary Badgers football coach and athletic director and college football Hall of Famer, Barry Alvarez on Wilde and Tausch. Tausch, your immediate thought.
Well, I mean, I think he, like all of us, just wants us everything. And, as you know, really what we're talking about is the football program, because as I said on Monday, and, you know, people could disagree with me, I think the athletic department as a whole, when you start looking at the other teams, they're doing pretty well. And I thought Mac did a pretty good job. He was able to secure funding from the state. Like, there's a lot of things that you could look at and say he's done really well. But, you know, the elephant in the room is the football program and the football team has to win. And that's how everything else is. That's how all of the other sports are driven in this, in the athletic department. And that needs to get better. And I think, you know, Barry is more than happy to do his part. I'm not sure to what degree that is, but there seems like there's some disappointment and a little angst from Barry, is how I felt that conversation went.